Signia has given shareholders a reason to smile, declaring an interim dividend of 80 cents per share, reflecting an increase of 45%. That's as it delivered a 31.5% jump in profit on the back of growing demand for its exchange-traded funds and a strong performance in its retail business. Join me now to take us through the 6 months that was as Signia's CEO, David Houghton. Thank you so much for your time, David. Give us insight into the reporting period and how you were able to achieve that record performance in your half year.
Thank you, Zanati, and good evening. Yes, well, our management team is absolutely delighted with our financial performance for the first half of the 2022 year. Record results all around, in fact. Best interim period we've ever had, a record interim dividend, twice what we declared 2 years ago. And our assets now have, they're sitting around the 300 billion rand mark. And that, as far as we're concerned, optimistically, we believe is our new baseline on which to grow. The growth, the good growth has really come from the increase in our average assets over the last 6 months. A lot of market appreciation has supported that. And of course, flows also influence one's growth. Our flows were disappointingly not positive this year, but the market appreciation has certainly supported our asset growth, which in turn reflects in our good revenue growth. We managed to contain our expenses at just over 2%, which ultimately ended up with us enjoying profit increase of 31.5%. So delighted all around.
You say that you managed to contain your expenses, but we do know that this is a highly inflationary environment. I mean, how much more legs does that have?
Yeah, so the containment of expenses is partly due to some once-off expenses in the prior year that were not repeated now. So there will be a challenge going forward with soaring inflation to keep that in check, undoubtedly.
Yeah. All right. So the first thing that one sees when they see the results commentary and the market overview is the difficult economic environment. So what could that spell then for the rest of the financial year, as a lot of asset managers are saying that they're cautious going forward?
Indeed. I'm not inclined to make any forecasts about the future nor its impact on our performance, but conditions are tough out there, undoubtedly. And I think the market conditions certainly pose a risk for investors, as well as they do for asset managers. So, you know, we had two tumultuous years grappling with COVID. We've started to come out of it. We started to recover from COVID, only now to be faced with, you know, the repercussions of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. We've got soaring inflation and rising interest rates. We've got a global slowdown. There's a serious slowdown economically in China as they're trying to curb COVID intensely. And then, of course, we're concerned about how, you know, all of those issues start to potentially drag us into a recession. We quite frankly think it's not a case of if, but when. But on the Signia front, as much as those present tough conditions going forward, we're not all about just the market. Those are things we cannot control. We've demonstrated resilience through a number of market cycles. We've demonstrated resilience through a pandemic, releasing fantastic results year after year over the last number of years. So our business is really about acquiring new clients, particularly in the index tracking or the passive space. And we think we are well positioned to do exactly that with the sentiment among investors turning more to index tracking.
You know, you've also flagged the fragility of the South African economy, David. I mean, with the strong Q1 GDP numbers that came out today, does that encourage you in any way?
It's encouraging, but the economy still remains very fragile. I mean, there's serious growth constraints that we have to contend with. We have an energy security crisis, decades high uninflation. We've got broken infrastructure that we need to deal with. So encouraging, certainly, but we have a lot of work ahead of us. We have the ingredients as a country to fix things, but it's going to be an uphill battle, no doubt.
And David, what will be guiding you in terms of your growth opportunities? You mentioned that part of that is acquiring new clients in terms of the passive income space. So what will be guiding your growth opportunities going forward?
So our strategy is largely unchanged from the last few years. We do believe that passive is very much in its infancy in South Africa, unlike it being very mainstream overseas. In the US, it dominates the US equity market. But we believe that it's the market share is small in South Africa, but it's on the rise. Investors' preferences for index tracking are turning, particularly because it's low cost. And in a low return environment, fees certainly matter. We saw earlier this year the relaxation of exchange controls, particularly for group retirement funds in the institutional space. Mm-hmm. And we think as trustees of retirement funds start to take advantage of being able to invest more offshore, I think we are well positioned, being the preeminent passive provider in South Africa, to benefit from retirement funds going offshore.
Mm. Your shareholders getting a fat dividend. Just detail for us going forward how you will be adding value to your shareholders, David.
Again, we'll continue with our strategy. It's unchanged. Mm. So our revenue is driven by our growth in assets. So we'll continue to gather assets as best we can. And that links back to our value proposition. Our value proposition being low cost, convenience, accessibility, index tracking.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and for giving us that detail of your results, David. That was the CEO of Signia, David Houghton.